Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, October 15th. Today on Forbes, the inside story of how SoftBank-backed Zymergen imploded 4 months after its $3 billion IPO. On a Thursday morning in April, an LED panel at One Times Square displayed a bold slogan, "We make tomorrow." The company behind the ad was Zymergen, a California synthetic biology company that had just gone public with a market capitalization of $3 billion. Its three founders, Josh Hoffman, Zach Serber, and Jed Dean, posed in front of the screen, smiling beneath their pandemic masks emblazoned with the yellow Zymergen logo. The startup had attracted more than $1 billion in venture capital from the likes of SoftBank and Baillie Gifford, selling investors on its moonshot vision, crafting products normally made of petrochemicals, from optic film for smartphone screens to mosquito repellent, in a way that's better for the environment. By partnering with nature, according to the company prospectus, Zymergen would engineer microbes that could be fermented to make these products, as yeast is fermented to create bread or beer. For years, synthetic biology companies had been toiling away at the edges of science, promising that the ability to program cells would change the world as dramatically as computer engineering has. Zymergen's April IPO marked a watershed moment for the nascent field. Just 4 months later, Zymergen made a stunning announcement. It reported that it would bring in $0 in product revenue for 2021 and said it expected product revenue to be immaterial for 2022 as well. In its S-1 offering document, the company had said that it was in process of qualifying its first product, an optic film for foldable LED screens, with multiple customers and expected revenue in the second half of 2021. It also claimed it had 10 other products in the pipeline, with the next one expected to launch in 2022. In its August statement, however, Zymergen admitted that the optic film had, quote, technical issues, and its rollout was delayed. Hoffman, the company's 50-year-old CEO, was out. Zymergen's stock tanked 69% that day, wiping out nearly $2.5 billion in market value. The disclosure was shocking for a company that had raised more than $1 billion in venture funding and $530 million more in its IPO. Lawyers are suing on behalf of shareholders, and regulators are said to be scrutinizing the company. But according to former employees and industry insiders, there were warning signs at Zymergen long before the August crisis. For full coverage, check out Amy Feldman and Angel Au Young's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.